Hey, AfterBuzzers and Siren fans, we are here to talk about Season 2, Episode 6, Distress Call. Katrina is on the warpath, worlds are definitely starting to collide, and we have the beautiful Natalie Lyonnais in the studio right now. You won't want to miss this, so don't go away.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome back, Siren fans. Okay, right before we went live, we were talking about all of our favorite Disney shows and movies, and it was too fun. And that just leads us to introduce our lovely guest, Natalie Lyonnais. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Of course. So she plays the mysterious Nicole, which we finally figure out a little bit more of what her motives are and what she's actually here in Bristol Cove to uncover, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
It's Friday Eve, right? That's what we should call it. Hey, guys. Allie Nasta here. And then I'm joined by my lovely co-host, Carla Beltran.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Happy, so excited for tonight.
Happy to be here. I feel as if we got to uncover a little bit of answer. Like, we had some answers told to us this episode. Close some doors to then focus on some of the main issues, which last week we had been talking about how there were so many different issues that keep opening up that we can't keep it all straight. Mm-hmm. And so I think they close a couple doors, which I'm excited to now dive in. But let's get into Maddie, Rin, her mom, that whole entire situation. So do you feel as if this whole killing was kind of just brushed under the rug a little too easily? Or do you think that we should have focused on it a little bit more?
The killing of
Glenn. Glenn.
Yes. I mean, that was pretty gnarly, right?
Right.
And the fact that, like, Sheriff Dale just casually, like, covered that up. I mean, it's because he has Maddie's back, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and I'm sure he's seen so many crime scenes that he's like, oh, this is totally happens all the time. And he was able to set it up. But somebody in the chat actually said, Ivan Soto said, poor Dale, he's a police officer and he was forced to cover up a crime. Do you guys think that because he covered up this crime, like, did he actually cover all his, like, tracks?
Right?
No, go ahead.
I feel like since he is an officer, he, like, knows exactly, okay, got the gloves on, that'll be enough, and, you know, go through the clothes. He almost knew to find the, like, what was it, meth? Like,
behind the drawer.
Mm-hmm. But still, this could put him in jail, like, for life.
This could ruin his job. Like, he could be done forever.
Donezo.
I agree. And I think something that I was a little perplexed about was that, okay, they see that, you know, he comes to the scene. I understand he's not on duty right now, which is even probably worse. But this was technically self-defense.
Actually, I think it's better that he's not on duty. Because at least when he covered up, like, the murder, or
he wasn't on duty as an officer.
Yeah.
But I think what could have happened is, you know, obviously your daughter, it was self-defense.
Absolutely.
They were protecting herself. He is a drug lord of some sort. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there was an easier way to just wrap up this storyline and just say, you know, okay, this is a druggie. He was about to attack my daughter. Mm-hmm. She was trying to take something back that was... I know that opens up a little bit more doors, but I think that that would have been easier to close. But then it led us to the end that the reason he did that is to tie up all of the deaths that Rin has caused. Yep. So now Rin's fingerprints, which we don't know exactly are going to ever show up, but they are officially kind of swept under the rug now, because now we're going to focus the killings to be tied to this, the chemist.
This is probably a question that's, like, completely out of proportion, but does Rin actually have fingerprints?
I was just going to say that.
That's actually a great point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like
she wouldn't have fingerprints.
Me either.
But maybe so.
And if she has fingerprints, they can't be traced to anything.
That's true about it not being able to be traced by anything. She's not in the system. But I think she might have fingerprints. Because if you think about animals, like, and paws, they all have their own mark.
Oh, so maybe they would be like, like a beast of some sort, or like an animal. Like an animal trace? Yeah. So they would have traced it back to an ant. They would have been kind of like the first season, remember?
Yeah.
When she killed that guy, and they're like, a human didn't do this.
Yeah, it was an animal. That's such a great point.
So maybe that's why they went this route, because they didn't, you know, they already did that in the first season.
No, and that makes sense. And I think that Sheriff Dale, obviously, I mean, he's a smart man, and he has had to deal with stuff in the past. I think in his mind, he's putting all the puzzle pieces together. But for us, we're like, wait, this seems a little too crazy for you to go to all these extra lengths. But really, he had kind of the plan going on all along.
Smart guy. Good dad, too.
Definitely. Yeah. To be able to pull this over and make sure that he's just looking out for the pure safety of his daughter, which I think anybody would do. But it's definitely extra lengths for sure.
Yeah.
This also led to a really interesting dynamic between Rin and Dale, because obviously the first season we're really seeing him trying to go after Rin and trying to find her, pinpoint her as the murderer, put her away, and that be the end of it. But now that he knows a little bit more about the shapeshifters and mermaid storyline, he has been talking about worlds coming together. And how, like, that's not going to work. And then, obviously, you have the whole Katrina thing with worlds coming together. Mm-hmm. Some of our predictions have been that there's got to be some sort of ultimate war between humans and mermaids. Because in the past, they talked about how that's how they kind of ended up being separate in the first place. Mm-hmm. So do you think this was maybe a little glimpse into them possibly having an all-out war at the end? Do you think this is just a little bit of foreshadowing?
I'm going to say yes, only because I actually want it to happen.
Full-on battle?
Like, I really just want the battle, so I'm going to go ahead and have to agree with you.
Yeah. Human and merm. Yeah, also we have, you know, Helen, who is, I know we haven't gotten to her story, but, like, you know, some are hybrids. So have the hybrids, like, met, I don't know, mermaids?
And that's so true. That's a great point that you bring up, because technically, if there's two hybrids out there, which is Helen and her cousin, there's got to be more. Especially because if there was one person that ended up loving a mermaid and, you know, creating life with a mermaid.
Good point.
I like where this is going.
There's got to be more than just one person that did that. Yeah. So I think that this is just maybe a little foreshadowing of it opening up a wound that eventually we're going to come to a head. We have to at this point, you know, especially with them finding Xander's dad's body, which we'll get into in a couple minutes. But just to kind of wrap up the whole, like, Maddie, Rin, and her mom situation, do you think that now that Susan, she technically was kind of the source of all this drama, do you think she's going to be written out of the storyline for good? Obviously, Natalie, if you know more, then you don't have to spill the beans. But Carla, do you think that this means that Susan's definitely going to be kind of kicked out and kicked away?
I think after what Dale was basically telling her, you know, it's your fault that Maddie was put into the situation, I have a feeling that maybe we're saying goodbye to the mom. Which I kind of, you know, we talked about this last week. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if the mom was like, goodbye, you know, because she hasn't really added anything
to the storyline.
To the story.
Well, it's also very interesting because you kind of have to think, all right, so what was the reason that we got her introduced and what was the reason that we're not going to write her out? And my only guess would be is because of this whole Glenn situation. Now they're able to close the tie on these two murders and then they can kind of let Rin have no overstanding of this, you know, looming death over her.
So you think that Glenn is, like, over? It's not going to move on? Because you know how they kind of introduced him as a chemist? Do you think that that's going to be something that's going to be traced back? Or we're going to go...
See, my thoughts on this were because they introduced him as a chemist and kind of being this big drug lord, they... And now planting those drugs into that truck that was the guy that got murdered, I think that that's their way of tying that circle up.
And closing it.
Because... Now it's like, that was the reason the mom came in, that's the reason she's leaving, that's the reason we're kind of pushing those two and closing the door on that, and I think that we're just going to start fresh, is my essential thoughts.
Yeah, and I think that it was a good idea to bring this drug lord into town, because what about all these murders, and they're saying that, like, there's weird people that are on drugs, you know, through the town, so this will let the sheriff station kind of be like, oh, it's drugs, and get their minds maybe off the merm sitch.
Yeah.
That is I love that. This is why we love having our amazing siren cast in, because they help us pull so many thoughts together.
I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes complete sense.
Yeah, that would make sense. Because that is true, and there's been so many different calls and stuff, and I think this is kind of going to help Dale's case because they made him go to a psych ward to get an evaluation.
I know.
Which is crazy. So moving on to different relationships, I wanted to mention this was the first time that we've kind of seen Maddie and Rin have their alone time mm-hmm. and show that we 100% are in a polyamorous relationship right now mm-hmm. because they're all three being there for each other emotionally and physically to support one another. So I think this is officially happening.
I think we could call it official. Since, yeah. like, last week's episode when, like, it's just started and they yeah. were all together, I think it's basically official.
Yeah, and just seeing the comfortability of it, you know, when they're laying in bed, that connection mm-hmm. is, it kind of makes you think, like, oh, they've been doing, you know, they're comfortable around the house, like, when we don't see what's, like, being aired, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
what they're doing on the off time. They've been spending a lot of time together.
Yeah. And something I was wondering, too, though, let's not forget, and I feel like we've kind of brushed this under a little bit, is that Ben, is he still obsessed or is he not? Because they focused on it so much in two episodes that he had this obsession and he couldn't get it out of his head. Mm-hmm. And now I feel as if it just kind of was like, we're not going to talk about it anymore. Ben's no longer obsessed, or what's going on here? And that's something that I'm still wondering, because we still had that open case of figuring out what the siren song actually meant, and I'm not ready to let that go just yet.
I have a feeling that maybe he satisfied his obsession with, like, actually physically touching Rin. Mm.
But then that doesn't answer our question of what it does to your brain. Because
yeah, no.
obviously we had...
It has to come back. And
yeah.
you know why it has to come back? Because Helen and Sarge, I might be saying his
yes,
name
yeah.
correctly,
Sarge,
they had a connection.
But he's a traitor.
No, he wasn't.
He was a traitor.
He came back to the other side, right?
No, but I think, okay, so let's jump on over to Helen then. Okay.
Okay.
So I believe that after watching, you know, Sarge and Helen's relationship kind of like look like it was going to blossom, when she was talking to Rin at the kitchen table, Sarge stood behind that door or whatever and hissed. Because he was like, you know, he's sussing out information.
Yeah.
And then he went straight to Katrina and basically said, I'm here for you. I want to give you information. Rin's basically, you know, here for the humans. And so he obviously was on that side because he's playing both. He's playing two fiddles to the middle. He wants to make sure he's being basically a spy for Katrina. And Katrina knows that. And so that's why he was on the other side.
Yeah. Or he's going to be a spy for Katrina, but then really he just wants to get on Katrina's side to then be on the human side?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
So I probably totally saw this incorrectly. Maybe I'm imagining things, but I could have sworn that when they went up to be, like, confronted with each other, I thought that he was, like, with her, but then he moved behind Rin. Like, he moved next to Rin. Like, when they were confronting each other, did he stay on Katrina's side?
No, I think he started out on Rin's side.
No, he ended on Rin's side, right?
He ended on Rin's side. So he moved.
Oh.
But I think he, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he maybe went to go find out what was happening, and then he was like, then he ended up, so he did
remember
end up on
when,
Rin's side.
Remember when Katrina hissed at Helen? Or something, and then Sarge
and then,
was like,
yeah.
Like,
okay,
he, like,
yes.
protected her?
Yes, okay, I'm not crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
No, see, this is why we talk it out, because sometimes
like,
there's
second.
Things I miss. Okay, and there's also things that we interpret in way different ways, and it's so nice to, like, hash it out. So
yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, I understand where you're coming from. Okay, you're right. So maybe Sarge, it is just going to be some sort of romance. But it was kind of fun to see that Helen seemed to even open up more than we've seen with any of the other mermaids, because I think she's finally happy to have someone there for her.
Mm-hmm.
Just
yeah.
even the simple nailing of the nail, you could tell she's like, oh, wow, I don't have to do this on my own anymore.
Yeah. Well, okay, I had a question.
Yes.
Do you guys think that Helen can sing the siren song?
That's a great question.
I have no idea. What do you guys in the chat think?
Yeah.
Also, please, if you're in the chat, we love you guys so much. Let us know if you have any questions for Natalie, because we're going to get to that at the end. But make sure you're sending them in and then, send them in, and hopefully we can get to them by the end. Just happy to be there. Happy that you're there. Anyways, back to it. But I don't know. That's a good question.
I had a feeling if she doesn't sing the actual siren song, there's some sort of, like, we know that she made a connection with him
mm-hmm.
somehow. Most of the time, they make the connection by, like, the song. Well, actually,
Can males sing the siren song?
I think as of right now, but we don't think so. But we don't know. Like, I mean,
I don't know.
I'm trying. You know something, then you're trying.
I really don't.
No, it's okay.
Okay, actually, I think that's a total lie, because going back to the siren song, I think that Rin said she could only sing the song when she's on land.
No, I don't think so. Man, now you're gonna meet. I don't think so. Well, I think she can sing it.
I know she could only. She can only sing to a human.
Yeah.
That is listening to her.
Yeah.
Well, Maddie put the headphones on in last episode, so I guess the human doesn't have to be listening, but she can only sing to a human, another human.
You guys sing?
How much is Helen again? Like 1/8?
She's a small. No, I think she's half.
No.
No, because when she gets her test results, there's only, like, a small percentage that says unknown.
I feel like she can't. I don't know why.
You're right. No, you're right, because it was, like, great, great, great.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Sorry.
Okay.
I need to brush up on my Helen. Also, where's the cousin? Like, is the cousin coming back? I'm wondering. You know what I mean?
Like, it's just disappeared.
Not her brother.
No, it's her cousin. It's not a brother. Cousin.
Rick?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's the cousin, because they were, like, not essentially, like, directly related, but they were in the same,
He has a sister that was just introduced.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I was also wondering, because last episode he was, you know, getting to know the mermaids. They were kind of getting to know each other, and then I'm just wondering where he went.
He's just working.
He
went to go find his sister.
Yeah.
To go tell her the truth about them.
He's digesting the information. Someone who's digesting a lot is Xander. He is going through the ringer, and I found it really interesting. Oh, Carla, did you
guys, I'm sorry, I had this, like, somebody in the chat said, Renji90998 said, maybe it's a connection that's stronger than the song, even more than love.
Which one? Which relationship?
Between Helen and Sarge.
Oh, that's cute. That's really cute. I guess we'll have to see. But there was something there with, like, the touch of the hands. I felt as if it meant more than you know what I mean? Like, it meant more than just, like, let me touch
him. Yeah. Head, yeah.
And she's definitely smitten by him.
And there's something more. I think that mermaids just have some sort of, I don't know.
Aura, like, very, very powerful. I think so, too.
Yeah.
Whenever they're in, like, people are just entranced immediately.
Yeah. And that's kind of, we've seen that easily with Maddie and Ben. Mm-hmm. Ben kind of aside, because he already has the siren song in his head. But definitely, whenever they're around, it kind of seems that way. But yeah, Xander has just been kind of all over the place. Obviously, he's now in the same room as Levi. Katrina's turned on him. And then he goes to Ben, and he's telling Ben all the truth and everything. Mm-hmm. So where do you think this actually puts Xander now? Is he going to let the Levi situation go? Is he not? What's going on with him? He has tamed down a bit, which we're a little happy about.
I think he got his anger out. I think that him trying to kill Levi and not being able to was enough to, like, help him let it go.
Yeah, he did. He beat him up pretty good. But I think him seeing his best friend Ben just be so kind, I guess, to these mermaids, that he's just kind of, like, defeated. He's like, okay, there's something I'm missing, maybe. You know what I mean? He's just like, for some reason, I can't kill them.
Yeah. That makes sense. And especially because now, like, Calvin understands what's going on now, too, so now he has. Not only did he have Ben as an ally, but he thought he was kind of against him. He officially has an ally. Mm-hmm. So that was my kind of question on, do you think he's going to totally let this anger go? Because I feel like sometimes Calvin can stir up the heated side and be like, well, no, bro. Like, you know, he gets him going.
Totally.
What he was doing again, like, towards the end. And he was like, oh, you've been a terrible boss. And just, like, when he said, like, it was time for a war, which I'm still very confused about what war they're talking about. But,
It'll be really interesting to see where all that goes.
And the merm-human war.
Yeah. I think there's something that's going to happen, because the mermaids are definitely not going down without a fight, because they want to get back into the water. And clearly we see that from the previews, it's going to cause more of an issue as the water canisters that they have them in, it's not going to withhold what they need them anymore. So that's really interesting. But yeah, and Ben is really doing his due diligence with trying to fight against his father, fight against his family. Mm-hmm. And
which is so sad, like, if you really think about it, that his family's, like, totally against him. And, like, I think the worst part was that scene when he gets home and they're all, like, having breakfast together. And you're like, oh, like, thanks for the invite.
You know, yeah. Like, he's totally on the outs with them. And I think, I mean, we kind of knew that from the beginning, that he was a little different. And his brother was, you know, just like a daddy's boy and wanted to please him and wanted to be a part of the company. And Ben kind of always strayed away and wanted to do his own thing. So it's going to be, you know, him against his family. And obviously his new family, which is Ren and Maddie, is going to take precedence.
And his family, out of everyone, I feel like, would not understand.
No.
So he has no one to go to as far as someone that's, you know, super close to him or related to him. Even Xander, he can't really express. So that actually makes me think Ben doesn't really have anyone to, like, talk to about all these things, all these feelings, besides Maddie, but...
But Maddie is kind of part of it.
She's part of it, exactly. It's not like an outsource.
And Natalie, that makes me think, too, now that you mentioned, you know, he has no one to go to, when he is dealing with something so rough right now because he feels like his family's against him, and it seems like he had a closer relationship with his mom, and now that he knows his mom is the exact person that is making this deal happen, when he goes to Maddie and they're and they are trying to figure out what's going on, Maddie's the one crying in his lap. Mm-hmm. And his mom mentioned first season that, like, he likes to take care of people, and that's the person he is. Mm-hmm. And so I think he's going to repress a lot of the feelings that he's going through because he wants to be there for Maddie and he wants to be there for Ben.
Yeah.
And maybe that might come out somewhere down the road.
I was just thinking that. It's just all going to come out.
Well, maybe he relies on the song for that. Maybe the song is what, like kind of gives him comfort.
But when is he hearing the song?
He hears it, like, randomly. Like, you know, when he goes, when he goes rock climbing in the beginning of the season, and then he's just, like, listening to it up in the mountains.
Yeah, he, like, hears it in the back of his mind. Yeah. And he can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
So, man. So crazy. Like, there's so many different ways that this could all plan out, too. So that's part of our show, too, is we sit there and we're like, well, what if this could happen? And what if this could happen?
Theories on theories.
So many different theories. But... the biggest theory of all was figuring out what Nicole's actual motive was. Mm-hmm. And we knew she had to deal with the FBI because that they introduced that in a couple of the earlier episodes. But she's now officially, we are seeing her taking tabs. She's writing notes. She's writing timestamps.
Yep.
She's got the receipts.
Videos.
Yeah. She's taking videos.
Pictures, videos, just Instagramming it up.
So, go ahead. Did you have something you want?
No, I was just going to say that she's a lieutenant.
Yes.
But FBI.
Yeah.
There's multiple, you know,
ties with the government.
Right.
Yeah. So, without giving any spoilers, because we don't want to get you in trouble, can you describe Nicole's character and kind of how you cultivated it and what you brought into it, what you were told? Because obviously, when you're creating this character, you don't have the full story.
No.
So, you have to build. So, based off of, like, what episode we're on, episode 6, based off of what we've seen so far, what can you kind of describe about Nicole?
Yeah. So, I'll start by telling you what I was told.
Okay.
The character description was new in town of Bristol Cove with an ulterior motive. I was like, cool. Let me write some stuff up here, a little backstory. But yeah, I think that she's really young for the position that she is in her job, which goes to show that she's ambitious, hardworking. She's a woman, so she obviously had to, you know, work extra hard to get into this specific government, FBI, whatever the position is.
Yeah.
So she's just really motivated, and she's here for one reason, which is her job, which we know, so it's not a spoiler. But she has her eyes on a fisherman, aka Xander, and so I think now it's kind of the, like, you know, is she falling for Xander for real?
Right.
Or is it just fake?
And that was kind of my question, because I feel as if sometimes we do see the connection that they have, but then also it's like every time you kind of get there and you give us that, then she's, you know, going through files or whatever in the back of his boat.
Or she's typing on her phone, like, going to Xander at 4 a.m., like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I think that's probably the best way you could describe it is an ulterior motive. We mm-hmm. don't exactly know if she's going to fall for Xander. And we also have speculations that Maddie and Xander have some sort of ties to getting together. Mm-hmm. That was before the whole polyamorous relationship thing happened.
Yeah.
But we feel like there is a deep-rooted connection there from their past.
I thought that, too. Like, when I was reading, because we only get each script per episode, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, snap, they have a total thing.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
is happening here? So we'll see. I don't know.
Yeah.
Also, one of my predictions is that I think Xander and Cammy might have, like, some sort of connection.
Ooh, I like that one.
That would be definitely wild. But then that kind of leads us, like, where we think Nicole will take this information. Obviously, you don't have to comment if you can, but, you know, she is now researching and she's comparing and contrasting mm-hmm. these, like, what the sounds she heard tonight were versus what happened in the big kaboom with...
And probably that she sees a resemblance because Cammy is Donna's daughter.
Yeah.
So there's obviously resemblance that they look alike as well.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, I think... I mean, ultimately, she's constantly reporting to someone. I think there's someone on her back. Like, okay, what's the information? And so I think there'll be a moment where, like, I spend a night with Xander and I'm like, ah, this is amazing. And then it's like I get the text in the morning. So what's the new info? And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Da 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 da, you know?
Yeah.
And then I have those timestamps and all of that.
Yeah. Which is crazy because it's also, too, kind of reverting back to season one when everything happened with the government, we kind of just lost ties with them for a while. Mm-hmm. After the whole committing suicide, walking into the water because of the siren song, we just kind of let it go. So that you are the tie where we're like, oh, where to go? Oh, wait, no, they're coming back. They definitely have their eyes on the mermaids. They're going to keep tabs. But also, what does that mean? Because sometimes I think we forget because you're very, like, in the bushes in a sense. Like, you're very hidden, but then we get reminded, oh, yeah, she's still reporting to someone.
Right.
So where does that lead us to believe the government's going to come and swoop in? It's separate from the gas companies. They want to have their own research. They want to figure out the siren songs themselves. They want to realize what this can do for maybe medicine, how its effects on humans. So how is that going to play into the storyline is like the big overarching theme is we've got three huge issues right now. How's it all going to play out and how are they going to come together to find some sort of solution?
Well, you know what I like about tonight's episode was that I feel like last week we were thinking, where are we going?
Yeah.
What's the whole overall story that we're heading towards? And now, after tonight, I have more of, like, a clear understanding of, like, okay, maybe there's going to be a war, and, mm-hmm. like, the government is included, and then there's the oil company. But at least I have, like, little boxes
yes.
that I can put things in.
Definitely.
Because before I was like, okay, this is Siren.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as my character, it's a pretty slow, you know, situation happening, which I enjoyed because I got to, you know, be a part of it longer, I feel, mm-hmm. as if it were just to be like, she comes in, whatever,
yeah.
does her thing. So it's heating up. That's all I can say.
It's so exciting.
It's going to be,
I know we only have two episodes left, which is crazy.
For this
partial, the first season one part, I mean, season two part one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just gone by so fast, too.
It really has.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And it was funny, because in the beginning of season two, when your character is introduced, we were like, I immediately looked on IMDb to see how many episodes you were in, because I was thinking, okay, how big of a part of the storyline is she going to have? Mm-hmm. And then we found that we're like, okay, she's not going away. This is good.
Yeah.
We'll
it's a good
it
way
out.
To check. Yeah. It's like, okay, she's staying for a while.
Yeah. We've got at least 12 episodes. This is good. But yeah, I mean, I think that kind of ties up what we went through in this episode. Carla, was there any last things that you wanted to point out?
I wanted to, but I feel like it's more of a prediction because I already said this prediction, so I don't know if I should say it now.
Let's wait until predictions.
Okay.
And we'll get into it. Is there any last thoughts in the chat before we move on to some fun questions for Nicole?
These are more like sort of predictions.
Okay, we'll save predictions to the end. Let's get into some fun this or that mermaid edition.
Let's do it.
Bristol Cove edition. Okay. Disney mermaid or siren?
Ooh. Siren.
Siren. Why would you pick siren?
Because I have to.
Yeah. You have to represent.
Yeah, represent.
Exactly. Okay, beach or mountains?
Mountains. And I grew up at the beach, so my dad's a surfer, so I surf and all that. But there's something about driving up to Big Bear and, like, staying in a cabin and baking cookies and Yeah.
It's so cozy. Do you go on hikes or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love hiking. I snowboard.
Okay.
But I rather, like, you go snowboard and I'll, like, cook you good food.
There's something about staying in a cabin, making a huge thing of pasta or something.
And then pajamas. Staying in the cabin. Yeah.
And looking outside.
The snow from outside.
At the snow. Yeah.
So fair. Oh, my gosh. And Big Bear is so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Ocean or pool?
Ocean.
Ocean, for sure.
Yeah.
Are you ever, like, nervous? One of my best friends has this weird theory where every time she gets scared that every time she's going to dive into a wave, she's going to dive into a shark's mouth. That's just, like, something she's freaked out about.
Do you thought of that.
Oh, my gosh. Ever. I'm sorry. Now I freaked you out. But do you have any, like, weird feelings about, like, the ocean and, like, what really lies beneath?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Of course. Actually, terrified. Yeah. The ocean is beautiful, but gosh, there's so much we don't know about what is
actually
under
there. It's so crazy. That's like Carla's big thing. She's like, mermaids could exist. We don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I said it last year when Rena was here. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, we know for a fact that 95% of the ocean hasn't even been discovered. So
95%?
95% of the
ocean. So mermaids are real.
Basically.
This is crazy. You learn something new every day.
Carla's facts. Okay, mermaid believer or denier, which this leads into that.
Yeah.
Believer. Amazing. But what kind of mermaids do you believe, if you believe mermaids are real, which ones would you believe in? The siren mermaids or, like, Disney princess?
The sirens that just make total sense.
Yeah. Gotcha. Alrighty. And last, and this was kind of before this episode, Eric's now they're both on the same team, but before, maybe objectively, would you be Team Ben or Team Xander? Because Xander's kind of trying to get rid of the mermaids, and Ben's trying to keep the mermaids.
Xan, all the way.
Okay, gotta stick with your man.
He's my boy. Yeah.
Gotta stick with your man. Fair enough. Well, that's it for this or that. Now we just have some fun questions about your experience being on set. Like, do you have a favorite memory? Something that happened?
Yeah, so many. Well, first of all, I had never been to Vancouver, and it is so stunning. And I was there during fall. I grew up in Orange County, so I've never experienced real fall.
I know. Like, the trees, color changes. It's wild.
There's no color changes.
Yes, I was just, shocked. Like, I'd be like, and they're like, you okay? You okay there? I'm like, yeah, just, it's like lime green. Like, the tree, the colors are purple. But no, in between takes, like, sometimes we're freezing. And so, Aline and I, we play slide. Do you remember slide?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. We'll do, like, handshakes to, like, stay warm, and we play games, and just so much fun stuff.
Yeah, and so we've gotten to luckily meet a lot of the cast either on Skype or they've come into the studio, and they just seem like such a genuinely nice and warm group of people. So what was it like you entering, because you weren't a part of season one at all?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Was it hard to kind of acclimate yourself with, you know, being in season two and being brand new?
Mm-hmm. I was definitely nervous in the beginning, but gosh, they are the kindest humans ever, and I'm not just saying that. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, when I book my next show, if it's not like that, I'm going to be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Like,
we're not a family?
Yeah, literally. So it's just been so great. And I think it translates into the show, and the success of the show is the cast and crew are just so incredibly nice.
Yeah. Do you guys still, I think last season they did a little bit of game and family nights or something? Or
yeah,
game
we,
and you still
yeah,
do that?
We did a lot of that. Have you guys ever played Mafia?
No. What's that?
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, it's hard to explain, but it's like a very interactive, very competitive game. It's a card game.
Okay.
In a sense, but it's more fun with like eight or more people.
Nice.
So it gets really loud and it's really fun. So we'll
Mafia.
Play that.
I'll have to look that up.
Mafia.
That sounds like fun. And then I know we touched on this a little bit, but creating your character, you as an actress, what do you kind of pull from? What is your research process like?
Mm-hmm. I would say that I really just, when I first got the audition, it's just called thoughts.
Yeah.
And so, like, whatever my scene is, I just create whatever I'm thinking before each line. Because if you don't know what it means, what you're saying, then it's not going to make sense.
Totally.
So just a pretty natural approach. In this case, I just kind of did a backstory of why I'm in the position that I'm in, which is this lieutenant.
Yeah.
Just kind of being like, you know, I said, like, my mom was, mm-hmm. and she passed away. And yeah. just whatever makes it harder for me
yeah.
in the mm-hmm. situation is what helps me have higher stakes.
Awesome. And obviously it's coming across very well on camera.
Yes.
And then just without, obviously, there's nothing you can really predict or share with us that you already know, mm-hmm. but while you're creating this character, while you're in it, did you have any theories or crazy thoughts that you could share with us? Kind of along with the storyline or wherever this may go, what's your prediction if you could have one?
Yeah, I didn't know that it would be exactly where it is now. And
yeah.
I can't wait for you guys to see because it really does take quite a turn. But I think that it is so opposite of the girl that you know now on Siren, these first, what are we, is this episode 6 tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's so different from it that I just feel so lucky to be able to play like such a rad role. She's really badass.
Oh,
and so I think my prediction was just, okay, the thing is that I didn't.
It's okay. You don't have to be. No, too much. I don't want to.
I didn't know. Like, every episode was like, oh, you're flying back to Vancouver for episode 4. It wasn't like 1 through 12.
Yeah.
So I never knew that I was going to be in that many episodes. It was like, oh.
They just kept writing you
yeah,
back in.
Yeah. I was like, oh, okay, they want you for episode 5. Oh, 6. Oh, 7. You know? So
yeah.
It never gave me a chance to, like, even think about it.
Right. No, that's fair. Totally fair. One last thing before we get into predictions. You model and have traveled all around the world. We saw on your Instagram. There's a lovely
yes.
article. Can you just share with everybody what was your favorite place that you've traveled to and what was that like?
Ooh, definitely my favorite place was Israel.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was amazing. I actually went on Birthright. Have you guys heard of it?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So I went for 10 days with Birthright, which is like a huge group of people, and then I extended my trip for 10 more days. So I was there for like almost a month. And just going to Jerusalem, and I mean, it's the holiest land
yeah.
on earth.
Mm-hmm.
The Sea of Galilee. Like, it was just so rad. And I was actually in Jerusalem during Shabbat. So everything is closed. There's nobody on the streets. No, you know, the stoplights are just off. Like, it was such a cool experience. And hiking the Masada, just...
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds
floating
magical.
Floating in the Dead Sea.
Oh, my gosh. Cool. That sounds magical. Isn't
yeah,
that where you, like, float?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
you literally float. And it's so good. Healing, very healing, like, the water, because of how salty it is. And we did, like, mud masks all over our bodies. And
oh, so fun.
It was so cool.
So, that sounds amazing. I've had so many friends that have visited and said how magical it was, mm-hmm. so definitely on the bucket list.
Yes.
For sure.
Carla, do you have any questions that you...
My question was actually the traveling question.
Yeah.
I was going to ask what was your favorite place that you had been
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I think Israel.
So fun. Alrighty, let's get into some quick predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, Carla, I'm dying to know what you are thinking.
Well, I actually had already said this previous prediction, but
okay.
I only want to state it again because Natalie is here, because my prediction actually included Nicole in it.
Ooh, tell me.
So my prediction has been that for the longest time, I have not been Team Nicole. I have a feeling that, like, Nicole was going to be, like, this person who wanted
mm-hmm.
to, like, turn in, the sirens again. And I feel like for a while that might be her motive for her to be like, okay, we need to keep doing research. It's important for us to find out more. But I have a feeling that because of the relationship that she's building with Xander and what she's seeing and how I feel like Xander's finally going to open up to her and basically tell her, like, because if you showed up to his place, like, if you guys had plans, like, he has to somehow remember eventually that, like, he had plans for you to show up. Like,
right.
you know, so if you showed up and then there's these, like, mermaids in there. So maybe Xander is finally going to tell Nicole what's going on, and my prediction is that instead of Nicole turning the mermaids in, she's actually going to end up helping them and fight next to them.
I like it.
I love that, Carla. That's a great prediction.
And it's interesting, we didn't mention before, Xander and Nicole are both, like, lying to each other.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
both of them. So it's an interesting connection that they have there.
Yeah, and we've noticed, too, that in, I think it was 2 episodes ago, when she, I think, asked about his dad, and he
mm-hmm.
kind of
Again.
Felt, like, really uncomfortable, and it's almost as if he wanted to say
mm-hmm. but he
what
couldn't.
Actually happened, but he couldn't, and so
he was
I think...
so close.
Yeah.
Now he's gonna have to.
Yeah. I think that's going to happen, Carla.
His dad's going to come ashore.
Yeah, crazy. That's actually wild. Well, what was scary is when I saw all the seals, for some reason I thought they were people, and I was like, or like mermaids. I was like, what's happening? Are we just going to wash out this many mermaids? And then I, obviously, they... like blew up, and I like saw it closer, and I was like, "Oh, you're an idiot."
You know who I thought it was originally? I had actually started writing it down. I was like, "Was that Dr. Decker?" And then they actually like revealed to us that it was like Xander's.
No, I think they found Dr. Decker's body, didn't they? Or did they? I think they did.
It washed up, right?
Yeah, because they did autopsies on it, and they found that he drowned or something.
Oh,
yeah,
that's how they found out about the siren song.
Yeah,
his brain was all jacked up.
Yeah, man. For my prediction. I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I really think that Ben is going to be his own worst enemy, and I think him kind of taking care of everybody and trying to cover up his own emotions of what he's going through and the siren song that I think is going to come back into play, it could be looking really bad for him. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but I just think that he is going to be in trouble some way or another, whether it be emotionally or physically, whatever it may be, and I think it's going to come to bite him. And I think, weirdly, him kind of maybe... figuring out what he's going through is going to draw Maddie and Rin closer together, and then something weird can happen there. But I don't know.
Yeah, he has a lot on his shoulders.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. Everybody's relying on him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a prediction on the chat by Shasabia321. She says that her prediction is that Rin and Nicole will be confronted with each other, and Rin will try to tell Xander, but he won't believe her. We do see that you guys meet next week, so that's
true. That is a good prediction. But Rin and Xander, so Rin and Xander just like
Rin will try to tell like Xander, but I mean, I don't know.
Maybe at the anchor, they have a little lunch date.
Yeah,
Rin's like, yo, Nicole.
While Nicole is in the bar.
Yeah.
That is interesting. Do you have any other predictions in the chat?
I don't see any more.
Well, and. Natalie, I don't want to put you on the spot, and I know you've been through some, so I won't, unless you have any theories that you would like to share.
Oh, predictions?
If you can't and you don't feel comfortable, you don't have to, but...
Or somewhere where you would like the show to go.
Okay. What if?
This is a total guess.
Yeah. I don't know, like... Okay, so Ben, Rin, and Maddie... are definitely a thing. What if Xander and Nicole and Ben, Rin, and Maddie all team up and go completely against... No, because then that's knocking that off, that it's not.
Yeah.
That it's not true. I'm not going to say anything.
Okay. We will just leave it at that.
You know what I thought you were going to say? I thought that you were going to say that there was going to be another polyamorous, like...
Yeah, like, I thought it was really like another, like, five people that come together.
No, actually, that's my theory.
No, between you, Xander, and
Maddie?
Cammy.
Oh,
Cammy.
Oh!
Or Maddie.
No, not Maddie.
Cammy. Because Cammy's been on the boat. So Cammy's there. Let's say she's chilling.
Cammy.
I come after work. Me and Xander are, you know.
Like, there we go.
That could be wild.
Well, no, but, like, Cammy is a siren. And, like, most of the time it's a siren that, like, connects them. So maybe maybe Cammy will sing to you and to Xander, and then that way you guys...
That would be really interesting.
Yeah.
There are so many different directions in which this could go, and I'm really excited to see what happens next episode. But until then... Where can they find you on social media, Carla?
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I am your host, Carla Beltran. You can follow me on Instagram at @IamCarlaBeltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
And Natalie Linez.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at Natalie Linez and Twitter at Natalie Linez.
Thank you so, 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 so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's so fun to have someone from the show with their own insight every week, like whenever we can. It's amazing. Guys, I'm Allie Nasty. You can find me on Instagram at AllieGirl. And, of course, follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.